Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Sexual Abuse and Molestation, coming to you live in your favorite Moral Valley Talk. My name is Hope, and by the way, you can call me Moral Queen Hope, and when you call me your girlfriend, the Moral Valley Talk, I love it. Today, you're going to be listening on our today's talk on a very exciting, emotional, and pathetic topic, 10 ways to stop sexual abuse or assault and molestation. And in case you just missed our last episode on views of sexual abuse and molestation, please do us well to listen to it before or after this episode to understand more about sexual abuse and molestation. Thank you. Okay, we are going on a short break right now, and when we come back, we shall be driving straight to the topic. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
I'll never be perfect for you. No. Believe and pray that's all I can right now. Crying for you, waiting for you to come set me free.
Hello, friends. So good to have you to the segment. Yes. And I'm going to be starting going straight to the points, like going straight to the 10 ways to stop sexual abuse and molestation, starting with the first one. Let me just start with asking this question before going on with the first. Okay, are you a victim of rape or molestation of any kind, or sexual assaults or abuse, or you are an abuser, you are an abuser or molester? These 10 ways go a long way to help us stop sexual abuse and molestation, so listen to them kindly. Starting with alcohol. Alcohol is a factor in almost all sexual assaults on college campuses. Do not use alcohol or drug to get someone to have sex with you. Learn to control yourself in sexual urge. Then the next. Many perpetrators of sexual abuse are assault as someone the victim knows. Alright? So all sexual abuse or assaults can happen on a date or at a party. Dress decent. Some men don't take no as an answer, not when you have directly or indirectly seduced them, saying to yourself that it isn't intentional to seduce anyone, but your ways say it all. Remember that you are dressed the way you dress. So with those skimpy ways, you are calling on men to abuse you sexually or molest you. Avoid these molesters by keeping your guard up. Keep your guard up means to be alert at all times. Then the next. Sexual abuse cannot end until men are involved. Be a part of it in the fight. Brush aside every rape discussion from your friend. Recognize that sexual violence will not end until men become part of the solution. Know that violence is not good. And also know that silence doesn't equal consent. When she says no, respect her decision and control yourself. Join the campaign against sexual abuse. It is okay to tell someone who you think is not acting right or mothers to leave. Try to create a distraction. Very, very important.
Deal with me, walk with me every day. I'm pushing harder and harder, it's not working. Hear me one more time, Holy Spirit.
Try to shun anyone who touches any of your sensitive organs. That is the next. Avoid walking with your opposite sex in a lonely place. Do not walk in a selected places, right? With your opposite. While chatting with your opposite sex, avoid staying in secret places. Then next, respect people and keep your guard up. Learn to stop being abusive or raining insults on people or being disrespectful to others, for they might use your attitude to hurt you. Learn how to stop sexual violence or abuse. Then the next, don't blame rape victims for the violence perpetrated against them. Take responsibility for your own sexuality. Don't let it be defined by your partner, the media, or anyone else. Do not participate in sexist behavior. This is another point that is very, very important. Another way for you to stop sexual abuse and molestation. do not participate in sexist behavior by objectifying or stereotyping women. Challenge images of violence against women in advertising, pornography, and professional wrestling, and other forms of media, and stop seeing women as less women and humiliating them, leading to abusing or and molesting their pride. Then the next, teach everyone you know about the minds and realities of sexual violence. Always remember to interrupt rape jokes and be conscious with your thoughts and actions. Finally, I'm going to be advising you, and it is very, very important for you to support women and men working to end sexual violence by volunteering your time, donating money, and lobbying legislatures. This is very, very good. If you love yourself, you will also love others and will not want to hurt them. Say no to sexual abuse and molestation. Say no to rape today. Thank you so much for being part of this today's exciting podcast episode. Join us next time as we bring to you a more interesting topic you wouldn't want to miss. So just listen to Hope Mbado, your girlfriend, the moral valley talk, that your moral queen. Yes, I love you bunches. Bye.
I'll be changed. I need another change. Would you please be my God? I lost my way. Come and pick me back. I wanna sing my song. Hallelujah. Hey. Help me please sing with me. Hallelujah.